Next patient was next patient is Mari Kellems. That is M-A-R-I, Mari. Kellems is K-E-L-L-E-M-S. M-S in Mary. Kellems, Mari, M-A-R-I. Date of birth, 8-3-1964. Date of visit, 5-16-23. Please make a copy for Carissa Peterson, C-A-R-R-I-S-A, Carissa, C-A-R-R-I-S-A, Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, date of consult is 5-16. Next paragraph, chief complaint is persistent cough and wheezing for 6 weeks. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 58-year-old female who is overweight and has a history of diabetes and hypertension. Developed a cough about 6 weeks ago following a viral infection, and has been coughing persistently and having some wheezing attacks as well. The patient has used an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis and has been on antibiotics on two different occasions as well as on oral steroids, but has not had any relief. Denies chest pains, hemoptysis, fever, so chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for diabetes for 5 years. History of cardiomyopathy, prior history of asthma since childhood. Prior history of asthma remotely during childhood. History of motor vehicle accident with a fracture of the right humerus with the open repair and pin placements. She also had a hysterectomy and a tonsillectomy. And that's it, tonsillectomy. Next paragraph, habits the patient does not smoke. No alcohol use. Works as a server. Next paragraph, family history. Mother had dementia, father died of COPD. Next paragraph, allergies to peanuts and eggs. Next paragraph, system review. The patient had some weight loss. The patient is overweight. Has fatigue, no double vision or cataracts, does have vertigo and hoarseness, numbness to the extremities. She has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, no rectal bleeding or diarrhea. She has reflux symptoms. She denies any chest pains, but has arm pain and leg and calf muscle pains. And denies anxiety or depression. She has joint pains, muscle aches, and there's easy bruising. She has headaches and numbness to the extremities and no memory loss. She does have some hay fever. Next paragraph, medalists included Humalog insulin per scale. Trulicity 1.5 milligrams weekly. Metformin 500 milligrams BID. correct, 12.5 milligrams TID. Lower tab, 7.5 milligrams PID, PRN. Next part, physical exam. This is a obese, middle-aged white female with alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 134/78. Pulse is 74, aspiration's 20, temperature 97.8, weight is 238, saturation 97. HEND are non-phthalic, pupils reactive. Throat is injected, ears no inflammation, nasal mucus edematous. Next up, no breeze, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. And wheezes were scattered in the upper lung fields with no crackles. Heart, the absence of regular osmonoestrogen, no murmur, no ST. Abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. Minimal edema, no lesions. No calf tenderness, reflex of the 1+, no gross motor abscess, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Asthma with chronic cough. Number 2 is cardiomyopathy. Number 3 is diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, obstructive sleep apnea. Possible. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CBC, CMPIG level, and a chest CT will be ordered without contrast. The patient was advised to use the nebulizer with albuterol and ipratropium solution 3 times daily. She'll be a candidate for long-acting steroid and bronchodilator use, but will need to complete her PFTs prior to that. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Carissa Peterson, Carissa Peterson, ARNP. ARNP, thank you, Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.